Caption: Support for the work of Stanton and Anthony continued after their deaths. In 1911, 20,000 marched for women's suffrage in New York City. A petition is one way to bring a problem to the attention of the government. Susan often organized women to get signatures on petitions. One petition, in 1854, was for the rights of married women to own property in New York. Susan took thousands of signatures to state lawmakers. In time, New York State granted women those rights. Susan also spent months at a time traveling and speaking. She didn't mind traveling in harsh winter weather. In fact, she liked to give speeches then. Most speakers avoided winter travel. Since there were fewer speakers, more people came to hear Susan speak. Just as the women's rights movement was becoming more active, it slowed down due to the Civil War. The war lasted from 1861 through 1865. In 1863, Elizabeth and Susan helped form the Women's National Loyal League to rally support for the North. The League gathered signatures of people who supported an end to slavery. The signatures helped convince lawmakers to pass the 13th Amendment to the Constitution. This amendment freed all enslaved people. Caption: The Women's National Loyal League collected signatures on petitions like this one.